Joining us is the General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, Oliver McNulty. Oliver, it's a pleasure.
Pleasure to talk to you again, Fraser.
Now, Oliver, we catch up with you each and every week to find out what is going on in the area. We're going to start with a bit of a chat about some of the larger projects which Council has going on at the moment. There are a few, so you want to take us through a bit of an update?
Yeah, it'd be good to be able to give you an update on some of the projects. We have a riverfront project that has been on our books for a while, and I have been getting some questions about some of these projects, so I think it's good to get some updates out there. Our eco trails, which is part of the riverfront project, will commence shortly. We have a contractor appointed. We have started to set out the track for the trail, and that work will start later this month, which is great to see. There are further stages to this project that will come up later in the year. The Pidgie Haven Hostel extension is a project I get asked a lot of questions about, and council are still working through the tender process. It is a complex project and there's a lot to get through, and we are aiming to identify a preferred contractor by March, and this enables us hopefully to start construction later in the year. The Discovery Centre is also a project that I get a lot of questions about, and we do have an architect working on a updating a concept that will fit within the available budget, which is approximately $1 million. And the intention is to have this concept ready fairly soon so we can go out to the community, give them some idea what we're hoping to do, and again get that started later in the year.
Now, another thing which Council has been working with is the advisory committees, which was a big push last year. So how are they coming along now that they've been instituted?
Yeah, the advisory committees has been a great concept. It has been, I've been very fortunate to come in and have these committees here to advise Council and to support me in where we need to go for Council. I've had been fortunate to be able to meet with a number of the committees. We have 7 in all, but I've managed to meet with 4 of them over the last month or so. I've had a meeting last night with the Grand Business Industry and Tourism Advisory Committee, and they're doing a great amount of work on looking at opportunities for industry, for tourism, for business growth, and are working with us to try and update some of our strategic documents. We have the Aging Well and Aged Care Committee as well, which I have met a few times, and again, they are functioning very well, and they are looking at health services across the region and how we can advocate to improve some of those services. I've had a number of meetings with the Youth and Progressives Committee, which is, again, very proactive and really looking at ways to improve things and improve the look of Euston. And again, we've spoken about Youth Council in the past, and again, they have been functioning very well.
Fantastic, Oliver. Well, we appreciate your time and we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, Fraser.
That was Oliver McNulty, General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council there.